Happening, everybody, and welcome to episode 4 of the Combrosations podcast, a podcast with two of your best bros. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie, along with the bro with the most below, Sheps. How's it going, bro?
It's going good. How's it going?
Well, it was going good until I flubbed that intro right there. Bro.
They'll never notice. It's fine.
They'll never notice.
We'll just keep it
straight. Yeah, no one will notice. Just breeze on by. Yeah, man, things are going great. I'm actually almost completely recovered after my stupid back injury that I had that forced us to cancel the movie club that we had this week. Kind of pissed about that.
How did you do that, by the way? For the record, let everybody know what the immense weight that you lifted.
Because
the way I heard it was a car rolled onto an old lady and you picked it up, right? That's roughly the, and you threw your back out picking up what was it, like a transit van or something? It's close.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, what happened was I had pushed the transit van out of the way, like with my immense strength,
of course,
and then I caught the Daily Planet globe that fell off of the building,
right?
Very much like Superman Returns, basically. Yeah, yeah. I just caught that, and just as I was putting it down, I bent slightly weird way and went, my back.
Carrying a globe, it's a tough shape to carry, you know?
It is. It really, really is, and that's what happened right there. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, no, it was so stupid. It was something, because I've not been going to like the gym and stuff like that, and keeping my body moving, and it's just been sitting at home playing video games or working on secret projects that I may be teasing it on my Twitter and stuff like that. Because I've just been doing that, it's just my body's become lazy. And all I did was pick up a screwdriver off the floor in like a shitty way. And I was like, oh, my back.
Oh, allow. That's
I
so
barely
bad.
Made it to my car. And I was like, I felt like, I think I told you in it, I felt like a, you know when you see a gorilla at the zoo, you're like, oh, look at that majestic beast manliness right there. And then if you saw a gorilla injure itself and it was just like, ah, my wrist.
Yeah.
It's like, that's how I felt right there.
I'll tell you, talk as we're on like back injuries and stuff. So I've had a few of them, including I've damaged my spine. I have spinal compression and stuff. The thing that took me out the worst, I think it was shopping or something, and I turned to pick up one of the other bags that I put down, you know, to like rearrange the handles. Yeah. Sneezed at an angle, and I couldn't. Oh. I was bedridden for 4 days.
Shit. Yeah. A sneeze.
And,
well,
and I've got a damaged spot, like, a, you know, I got real issues. The thing that took me out, a sneeze.
That's, and you have to tell people that as well. It's like, oh no, how did you do that? Yeah. Well, I,
do you know hay fever?
hay fever's a bitch, you know. It could take you out. Silent killer.
That's exactly
it. Bro. All right. So this is episode 3 of the Combrosations podcast. Guys, welcome. Thank you guys for keeping this show going. Thank you to all of our bros over at patreon.com/Combrosations.
Right.
All of you guys, their continued support, especially during these hard times and whatnot. It's unbelievable how we haven't lost a single patron during this time. And it just shows that you guys are really, really, really great supporters, and that we're really thankful for you guys. Yeah. Yeah.
Patron,
and all the people on YouTube as well.
Patreon, okay. First of all, who do we have to thank on patreon.com/conversations? The single greatest content creating organization out there.
Damn right.
We have
Saki, Conrad, Saki the one and only, Comrade Conrad, Diogo Dildo, Record Friction, Katsper the friendly patron, and Dan the man. Thank
Amazing
you, bro,
guys.
So much for keeping the lights and mics on and the gaming going here at Conversations.
That's 100%
and the
legit. Yeah, and the fleshlights, that's right.
Yes.
We did do a giveaway. That is such a strange thing to have to admit. Patreon's still a new thing, you know, like for us, and like monetizing the channel a bit. I'm still stunned because every now and then you handle the Patreon like the, and we really use Patreon as like a Patreon only, like for polling really, like that, and to giving the extra content, right? The exclusive and early access stuff. So I let you handle that side of things, and I'm doing like the other side of stuff, a lot of the back end of YouTube type stuff.
Yeah. So what you're great at and what I'm shit at. So
that's exactly what I'm saying. In fact, I'm looking for a replacement right now. I'm on Fiverr. I reckon these two Indian guys can get it done better than you. But every now and then I check it out, right? Because it's important to know what everybody's saying and stuff. And the very first thing I do is check like the numbers, because I need to. You need to know who's there and who's how many people are seeing the content and all that stuff, right?
It's important.
It's never gone down.
Yeah.
Not once.
It's really strange. Like, there are people that say, "Oh, you know, I have to. I'll cut back this month, or I have to do this month, or." But then they always, they and we hope we don't make you feel bad for this, but they always come back before the month ends and they're like, bro, I've come back. I'm supporting you guys again. We're like, dude, we love you. We love you. But feel no obligation. We love you regardless.
The strangest thing, people apologizing because they can't give us as much money as they wanted to for the content. That is, I hope that never stops making me feel weird's not the right word, but I'm just like, I'm always shocked every single time.
I know.
Every single time.
I know what you mean. Because it's so like, because we, as we said, like we, in our first year, we was all like, always making the joke about, hey, head over to our OnlyFans, head over to our Patreon. Yeah. By the way, you should check out our OnlyFans. It's really good.
That's where the best content is.
Yeah, best content, really. We was all like, oh, you know, making a joke and stuff like that. And people, then when we launched Patreon, people were like, yes, this is exactly what you should have done. And we still feel like, we say it all the time, like imposters, right? This is like,
mate, every time we do the patreon.com/conversation, I do the Dabby thing. I feel like it's a bit, but it's real. Yeah. It's real. It's there. Anyway, fuck that shit. Stop with the faking gay stuff. What's the what's our topic? Have we got a topic?
Dude, I have got many, many topics for you guys here today, and I wanted to kick it off with an absolute banger of a question, okay?
Okay.
This is a hot topic that's been plaguing my mind ever since this quarantine started.
Okay. Okay. Actually, we need to talk about the content after this because we discussed this, but yes. I think the boys need to know about it. But
that's true. Yeah, let's kick it off with this topic, and then afterwards we'll go into our quarantine stuff. So, answer me, bro. Without Googling, answer me. How do blind people know when to stop wiping their butt?
Do you know what? I have had a very similar thought, and it's but okay. Who picks up guide dog poo?
Oh, that's another one as well. Shit, oh my God, you fucked my mind up. I had one question that was killing me, and now you've made it two.
Because I'll be honest, I always assumed it was a wet wipe situation, right?
Well, yeah, even then.
You do like two or three, two or three wet wipes, you're probably good, you know?
Yeah, but can you, there's another question in here as well.
Because you go wipe, fold, wipe, so it's really six wipes, and it's a baby wipe, right?
Yeah, it's true. But when you wipe your ass, do you ever look at the paper?
You have to. How else do you know if you're clean?
Exactly. So tell me, if I was to put you in a pitch black room and you was to sit down on the toilet and you were to wipe yourself, would you be confident after wiping yourself
I'd
three times?
I'd go until I was raw.
Right?
I just would not be comfortable. You know what I mean?
I would be like, okay. So that was the other thing. That was something that I brought up. I was like, okay, so wipe until it hurts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then you can't do that forever then...
Yeah, that's a one-day thing because the lights went out in the bathroom and you can't run to the fuse box.
Yeah, exactly. But then if you was a blind person and you did that, you'd risk yourself for like infections like that because you fucked up the skin around your asshole.
So, okay.
What do you think? I want us to solve this problem without using the internet. Us two here, how we could do this.
Swear to God, I always thought baby wipes or wet wipes or something like that.
It's the best option. It's your best chance, really.
So here's the thing about just pooping in general, right? Did you know that in general, like at least in the West, people wipe in one of two ways and each version has almost no idea the other people do it the other way?
You're blowing my mind here. What's the version?
You were going to say, what's the other way, right? You don't know.
I was going to say that,
yeah. You're like the weird one. But it's about 50-50 and no one has a clue that the other people exist. About 50% of people wipe sitting on the toilet and about 50% wipe standing up.
Wait, people stand up to wipe their
ass? I'm a stander. I can't believe you sit down. How do you sit?
What the fuck? Yeah. Okay, explain this to me because this is like the three seashells thing right here. I'm confused as hell.
It's the three seashells. Yeah, it's about 50. Apparently as well, it's about 50-50 and people are like, how does the other one do it? No one on the other team can figure out how you would do it.
Yeah, to me it seems unfathomable. How the fuck do you... I want everybody who's watching this right now to write in the comment section in the
just
live
standing
video
or sitting. Just that's it.
Yeah,
that's
standing,
it.
Sitting. That's all we want right there. So
watch
get a,
watch
like, a nice
everybody
good poll.
Be like a sitter and I'm just like the weirdo that outed himself.
It's entirely possible. And the thing is, I'm going to put this out on Twitter as well in a second. And we're going to find out as well. A nice
that's
little
a
poll
one.
Of this.
So, but genuine fuck. Question. Who picks up guide dog poo?
Yeah, who does
seriously.
That?
Seriously. Like,
who
does in that? Fairness, I think, like, the blind people know. Dogs tend not to poo walking, right? They're probably like, oh, it's probably going for a poo. But then how do you find it? How do you risk it? You know?
Right, that's another thing. Well, they do have heightened senses, so maybe they could smell it.
True. Like, or maybe they're...
you know. Like a bat.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. Oh, shit. Okay, so that's you've added more questions to this. Who picks up guide dog poo as well?
That's the best thing. The best questions raise more questions than they answer.
Exactly. So there's another side of this as well. So like, say you know when you see like a blind person, right, and you're more fortunate that you have the gift of sight.
Yeah, you start swearing at them to check they're really blind. And
you start sticking your middle finger up at them in front of their face.
You stick your foot out to see if they'll avoid it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all the standard stuff. We do that. Yeah. We do that. Fuck the old people. Fuck the blind people, I should say. You might want to help them out in certain situations. Like, let me get the door for you. Let me pick up that thing you dropped on the floor or something like that. Do you ever help a blind person pick up their guide dog poo?
Oh, man.
Because no one's willingly going to be like, oh, mate, I'll pick that shit up for you. Don't worry about it. I got you. Yeah.
I will say, because I'm a dog person, like I've always had dogs.
Yeah.
It doesn't like gross me out. There are some people that are just like completely grossed out by the idea of it. And I'm just like, it's a normal part of owning a dog, right? I guess if they ask for help. Do you know what? I guess if they're struggling, I guess if they're like bending down, like trying to, with the bag over their hand, trying to like pat the ground and find it.
Oh man, if you see them like patting the ground, they're like.
I don't know, because do you know what? The other bit of it is that you don't want to take away any independence in it. Because there are plenty of people out there that are like, have difficulty seeing or blind and that are, you know, they go about their life pretty much normally. And I think it's a really important part of their life. And I would not want to be like, hey, bro, let me help you. And then they'll be like, fuck you, I didn't ask you help. I don't need you. I can do this. Like, I didn't mean anything by it. I didn't. You're perfectly capable, but I was trying to help.
That's the excuse that you're going with. I don't want to take their independence away. Exactly. So I'm going to let this blind person forage around for dog shit.
Exactly.
No, that's noble of you. That's noble.
Well, are you
going
to help? Tell me your blind...
Fuck no, I'm not going to help. I'm not going to pick up no random dog shit. What kind of crazy person are you?
See?
Oh, man, that's some shit.
That was a weird question, though. I wasn't expecting to have that as like the first thing on the show.
Well, you know me, man. I have some really, really weird shit. But we haven't actually solved the blind person. When do they... How do they know to stop wiping? So there's another option where...
Do you think they go like... Do you think they go like paper hand?
Ooh,
you know
that's risky. That's a Russian roulette right there, right. Of pooping. I was thinking the only other way that I could... So you know how we said before about smelling the dog shit on the floor? Like maybe they've got heightened senses, they can tell. You could probably do the same thing for your butt. Like you put a piece of paper in there, you wipe and then you smell it.
No but way. Because if you're in a room that's specifically at the time shit smell.
That's true. And also... No matter what, no matter how clean you think your butthole is, there's gonna be poop particles there somewhere.
It's the Febreze thing. You'll go nose blind.
Exactly. As well as being eye blind, they're gonna go nose blind.
Oh, no. Fuck. Damn it. Do you know what? Okay. Embarrassing story. I was in maybe sixth form or something, like GCSEs.
Yeah.
And we had two or three blind students, and one of them was coming out the door with his like teaching assistant, and he tripped and fell and onto me, and I caught him. He's a smaller kid, you know, and I was like, oh, watch where you're going, and walked off, and I got about two steps and realized who I had said watch where you're going to. Not in a mean way. It was like, oh, hey, watch where you're going.
Oh no.
I was just like, I literally bunked my whole my next lesson, and yeah, so I must have, it wasn't sixth form, and I just bunked my whole lesson and just went and sat in the forest, because there's a forest near the back of my school. And I was like, bruv, I'm such a cunt.
Mate, that's like those that you... I subscribe to a lot of like cringe subreddits on Reddit and stuff like that. And there's some where you see... And this is one of those that should be there. If someone was recording, they would have put you on there for sure. Where like a guy tries to shake the hand of a person who's got no arm.
Oh, yeah,
and it's
like,
oh, no, don't do that.
I feel like if it was on video, it'd be that Katy Perry meme where it'd be like... Everybody asks if you're okay, and you're supposed to say you're fine, but you're not fine. You're just not.
Oh boy, that's some shit right there. So go on. Let's break it down. What would you do if you was blind? How would you get out of this situation?
Do you know what? I think let's just say, what would you do if the lights in your bathroom consistently didn't work? Because I feel like you'd probably, I feel like if you were actually blind, you'd come up with a lot of things that you wouldn't think about if you could see.
Yeah, like I didn't realize it, and I'm gonna reference the greatest superhero movie ever, Daredevil.
Of course,
When watching that, and I saw him folding the money, folding the money the different way, and I was like, of course, why wouldn't you do that? That's the reason, of course. So things you wouldn't think of as a normal, like, wouldn't say normal, a functioning person. A normal person. Those people are abnormal over there. Get them out of here. You know.
So what? Fucking blind people. What would I do? I mean, first things first, right? You're going to organize your toilet so there's no trip hazards, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Those are fluffy mats that your mom keeps. No.
Right there.
I think personally that the wet wipe thing is the best shot because it's soft, and if you overuse it, it's not like you're going to rip off skin or anything like that. It's not going to be like
if you
rub
yourself raw with baby wipes, like...
Mate, you have to. How many baby wipes did you use?
Yeah, you're definitely sure you're okay.
Exactly. I think you have to use baby wipes. I think your budget for baby wipes just has to be insane, and that's what the cost is of being blind. You know, I think that's what it is. Every time you go to the government, every time you go to the government, you have to ask for like your disability check. It's like, have you got your wet wipe disability check yet? No, I haven't. My $4,000 a month hasn't come yet.
That's definitely. Definitely, maybe.
Something like that. I think you have to go baby wipe on that. And maybe if you have a really, really kind guide dog that... Because dogs love you no matter what, right?
No.
I've only assumed. I haven't owned a dog, but I assume dogs love you no matter what.
Where are you going with this?
Well, I was going to say that like the dog could sniff your butt. I give you one bark for yes and one bark for no, that shit smells, wipe more.
Dude, it's a dog. There are studies where dogs can smell like fucking cancer and petri dishes and shit, right?
Yeah, that's
true. It's going to smell shit. Plus, also, dogs don't mind. That's
true.
They shake hands.
Yeah, they sniff butts
for
a living.
And people
they
are like, but it's sniffing a butt. Well, dogs go up to poos and sniff them for like, oh, hey, what was Johnny doing, you know? Like,
so, oh, this is Dave's shit. Oh, mate, yeah.
Exactly. So, I think relying on the dog to tell you how you smell is probably a bad idea.
Yeah. Speaking of dogs, this is going to be a slight tangent for just a moment.
Perfect.
I only had this thought maybe about 2 days ago or something like that. But I'm at home at the moment. And the main reason why I've never wanted to get a dog... why I couldn't get a dog was because I'm just not at home enough, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can never, my conscience wouldn't allow me to leave a dog, A, that was brand new to this surroundings and didn't know, and also, I wouldn't trust a dog not to eat everything in the house.
Yeah.
And also, you miss that bonding time in the beginning, right? And I thought, if I had, in hindsight's 2020, if you was to get a dog at the beginning of this, and you'd only have to take like a couple of weeks off after the quarantine enough to like, train it to be able to make sure it understands the home, make sure it pees in the correct spot and whatnot, and then you could have a full-on dog,
yeah, not like no half measure dog.
None of those half dogs where like it's got full length legs but then its body is nothing, you know. None of those ones. But I was thinking about it the other day, and I kind of upset myself because I am a dog lover but just never had the opportunity to have a dog. You've had a couple of dogs in your life, right?
I've grown up with dogs, So I've had, I always
That's
have dogs.
Terrible way to talk about your missus, but okay.
Well, you know, you asked.
it's quite an experience, isn't it? It's something
but
you don't want to miss.
I mean, I am with you where like, if you're out most of the day, and no one else is home, like if you're in a house, like my household has always had, like when I was living at home, for example, with my mum. Even if I was out at school, someone would be coming back in and out. The dog would only ever be on its own maybe for like 2 or 3 hours. Your dog should be able to stay at home on its own for the whole day.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't want to do that all the time, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, I get you.
And if you're in a place where like you're out from like, let's say, I don't know, 6 to 6 sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just not fair.
Yeah, I feel you.
But they are great. Once you get a dog, it's so weird. Once you get a dog, you're like, how did I ever live without a dog?
Yeah, that perfect sort of like innocent companion.
It's perfect.
Everything about him. All right, so I feel like we've kind of come to the conclusion of the wiping your ass as a blind person thing. Just they plenty just don't. Of baby wipe. They oh, they just don't. There yeah. you go. And people can't say anything to them because they're blind, and that's rude to say anything exactly. about a blind person. So that's your out. You can do anything as a blind person, and no one will say anything to you.
There you go. But we well,
you
did.
Guys... we... go on. I was...
oh, no, I was going to try and transition to the next topic, but it feels like you got something to say.
No, I was just going to say one more thing, and I was going to say, if you're a person with poor hygiene, just pretend that you're blind, and then no one will ever say anything
yeah, that's,
to you.
Yeah, that's the classy move right there, for sure. For sure, yeah.
All right, go on, bro.
Well, I was going to say, you mentioned the dogs and quarantine and stuff, and so yeah. that's like an easy segue onto quarantine talk.
Yes.
Which, okay, I've never had this much... maybe free time isn't the right word. I've never had this much time to myself. You know, like, even on holiday, right? Because you can go out and do things.
Yeah.
There's stuff to, like, occupy the time. So I've never had this much time, like, in the flat.
Yeah.
And somehow, somehow I'm busier than ever. I got more to do. And a lot of it is harder to do now that I have the time for it. Like,
I 100% agree.
Like you and me.
It's so strange.
Like, for example, I was thinking, oh yeah, this quarantine, it'll be great. We'll bang out videos, and because I don't have to go into work or whatever, like, if news happens, I'll just come right... Oh.
Oh, I can't do that. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. yeah.
Although, because of the quarantine and knowing that we were going to have to do content and because of the amazing guys on Patreon,
yeah,
we did buy a proper professional quality mic because all of our setup was all at the office, right? Your
yeah,
spare room.
The office. Yes, yeah, the office.
Your spare bedroom. and we were like, well, we don't need to buy any stuff. We got the camera. Our videos tend not to go more than half an hour anyway. And we got the mic and it's all set up. And, well, we needed it. And now we are actually set up so that if something happens... Because we record on, most times we record on either a Friday or a Saturday, and then if news breaks on a Thursday, like we can't cover it, right? Like, we can't cover it till we get to recording because stuff's in the way.
Yeah, but this has been the secret blessing. It's we've the silver lining, if you will. We didn't think, we were like, oh God, how are we going to work this out? And we had those initial tech issues. We got you the microphone, and then this past week when we did the when we covered the PlayStation 5 controller, the DualSense controller, we did it all from home, and we just recorded our cameras, recorded our audio, and everyone was saying, wow, this is great. This is we're getting our usual content back, and we don't care that it's two different screens right there. This is fine. So we're like, so now we actually have accidentally stumbled on a way to make content as and when it happens for like brand new console stuff,
that's
even
right.
when we're not together.
That's right.
Whereas previously we had to wait until Friday. So
that's right.
kind of good.
So when we get our silver play button, I'm going to have it engraved. Thank you, COVID-19.
We'll have to make like a whole speech as well. It's like, I'd like to thank the most important being in this whole thing right here, COVID-19. Thank you very much. Thank
well,
you
we stand on you. This mound of corpses. Our YouTube channel has grown.
That's such a dark way of looking at it. All these people died, but thank you, COVID-19, for killing all those people and making what this thing possible, Combrosations. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. And also thank you, China, for releasing the virus.
Of course, really it is on. Such a strange time, though. Like, and I know Tyler bags on me, but it is such a weird time. It is such a weird time, and especially because of the thing, like, trying to make content, but you're stuck inside, and part of our, like, don't get me wrong, this is great, these are great, but I feel like, normally when we do the podcast, we're actually in the same room. We're using the one mic setup, right? And this is still good. I'm glad we're doing it, but I can't wait to just be back in the office and hanging out again.
There is something, and I think people see it on camera and whatnot, is when we're together, you see it in movie club and whatnot, we can read the person's facial expression, and we both get excited off of each other because we're that fucking good friends and whatnot. And when that happens, it creates something extra and something magic. I love what we're doing here, and I still get to laugh. Like, I've been laughing for this half an hour already that we've been recording. But there's some just extra little bit of magic when we're together, and it's just, oh, something.
I think.
And one day, when we have that studio we was talking about with as always, guys and whatnot, that will be happening all the time.
That will be good. The other thing as well, like, it's strange. Like, I mentioned it whenever when we did the podcast in the room, I keep looking to the camera because I'm expecting it to be there, right? But it's audio only. And then with this, I keep trying to look to my left, but I'm in my living room. And
Someone needs to do that meme where it's just like you look to your left and violins come out.
But it is with, like, for example, the first anime club we did, because we're always in the live chat for our, because we're just in the live chat with everybody as it airs, as it goes live, you get to see the video, right? Which we don't normally watch our own videos.
Yeah.
And bro, I didn't notice, but I was like unable to sit still. I was so excited, like my legs go in, I'm like shifting the whole time, and I was like, oh, this fucking, I look like a child, but it was, I don't know, it's strange. Well, for example, right, I've had a couple of projects that have taken a lot of my time. We have a top secret project, which we may be doing that further. I think we actually need to talk to the Four Pillars boys about that, just put it out there.
Tease.
Cannot confirm or deny anything at this time.
Yes.
And even if it doesn't go that way, it's been a fun project. And then I have another anime thing that I've been trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And something about not being able to, like, I don't know, just go out and do stuff. Like, I feel like because I got so much time, I'm supposed to be productive, and I'm really having a hard time being productive without having to fit it in.
You know what? My situation is very similar to yours. Except it's just started to change tide, like, right now.
Okay.
Like, in the beginning, I was, like you said, like, I was like, oh, I can get more, I have more time to do things. But then there were so many obstacles. It obviously stunts that creativity and that flow and whatnot. Yeah. You're like, oh, God, there's so many things that are wrong, so many things that are going wrong all the time. Like, as soon as we were going to start recording over the internet, I was like, okay, let me check my softwares. All of my software stopped working all at the same time. And I was like, how is this a thing? And then I had to update my operating system. And then that obviously caused those to not work. I had to reinstall them. Half of them I couldn't get anymore. Half of them don't work on the new operating system. Mm-hmm. So many things went wrong. And I was just like, oh my God. So the first week was just, it was dead. And then you think about what you accomplished in that week and it was nothing. And then it gets you down even more.
Yeah, you had all that time. You spent all that time working and you're back to where you started.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I, just this week, as you've seen from, like, all the teasers and stuff, all the pictures that I've posted about that, my project that I'm working on, things like that, it's just now started to change where everything's in place, and I had that urge to do something, urge to create something, and I think it's going to be actually something quite fantastic, but that feeling has just started to change now, and I hope it also changes for you as well, and I hope at least maybe some of my enthusiasm sort of like rubs off onto you, and then you start to feel it, and then you create something for yourself, and then we all just get flowing again and everything comes back. Because secretly now I'm kind of enjoying this quarantine. Every time I want to go somewhere, because my job that I do, it's technically counts as essential, but it's not like I'm nowhere near like NHS or anything that. So that's why I put a joke out saying that I'm on the 16th line of battle.
That was funny.
I'm not first, but people just turn it into a cocaine joke. I'm on my 16th line. I was like, that's not what I needed to achieve it. Because I still get to do some work. And when I go outside, there's no idiots on the road. And I'm like, this is what the world should be like. Anytime I need to go somewhere, it should be just go there, not waiting in traffic, and just get it done, come back, do my YouTube, and do what I'm really passionate about here. Fucking hell.
I'm in the same thing, because I am still driving a bit, because my girl is one of those essential workers, right? So I drive her to and from work, because we've got at-risk people in my family and stuff. And so I drive her everywhere, because, like, I allow her getting on the bus and stuff. And it is lovely. There's almost no one. Look at the weather. See, I said this, I put this out on, like, Twitter and shit, and I'm like, the one really good positive thing about this COVID stuff is we now get to test the man-made climate change theory, right?
Yeah.
In a way that we never would have been able to do. It's been like, a month of no one being out, no one flying, you know?
Yeah.
You never would have got that without this thing. Whatever the data says, whether it's right or wrong, or nothing happened, or something did happen, it looks to me, based on this weather, like something has happened. Proof. Proof.
That was... that you were going to have to... There's no way that anyone could possibly... avoid that data anymore. It'll be, we'll have a look at the day that the lockdown happened in all these countries, and like air travel was halted and stuff like that and brought down, and then when we see what the difference is, whatever the data is going to show, and as you said, like, we've looked outside and the day of the lockdown it was beautiful clear skies. We was like, I think there's no way we can avoid that data. And well, I can't wait for that
first,
data to come
this
out.
This is the first actual data because we've never had it before. You can't stop people doing stuff. So everybody's like, well, this is what we think. This is what the model projects. But now we actually say, well, this is what happens when the current way of doing things is toned back. Did it have an effect? Yes. Okay, well, that's not like correlation, causation. Like if one thing did change another thing. However, I do want to say we are trusting the government here. These are the same people that haven't figured out that now is the time to fix all the holes in the roads. Yeah.
When they're going to wait for us all to go back to work.
Anybody following me? Like now is when you fix the roads when there's like 10% of the traffic.
Yeah.
Now is when you fix the roads. And we're waiting on these guys to solve the problem, bruv. Day one, everybody's back on the roads. That's when they'll be like, okay, road crews out, you go.
All right, there you go, lads. Head out now. Fucking hell. God, you're so right. You're so right. Jesus Christ. If you don't mind, I wanted to segue to a next topic.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, so this is going to be more of a what the fuck kind of topic.
My favorite kind, yeah.
So did you... We have Apple products, right? We have like MacBooks and stuff like that. I have an iPhone. I pretty much have every Apple product known to man and whatnot. The only product that I've never ever bought is a Mac Pro, one of the big beefy computers. Two reasons for that. One, I don't really have the necessity for it. I'm not like a premiere video editor where I'm like making Hollywood movies.
That's definitely, I mean, that first one's probably the big one. I don't even go to the next one. There's no other reason not to get one. And it's just you don't need it, right?
I mean, I'll mention the second one just as sort of a side point, but really it's the first one.
Yeah, it's like 90% number one, maybe like 5 to 10% number two.
And then the second reason, it's ridiculously expensive.
It's a deposit
and
on a house.
Exactly, deposit on a house like 30 grand. Yeah. So yeah, that's the reason why, that's one of the reasons why, but probably that first one. Now, the new Mac Pro is ridiculously expensive. I think like a fully specced out one comes at like 45K, but even a low spec one is something like 10K or whatever. And when it first came up, people were talking about, okay, so what accessories can you buy for it? What other specs can you buy for it? And everyone did the thing where they went to Apple and specced it out 100% and came out with that 45 grand number.
Of course.
And then they spoke about like the monitors, the accessories that you can get with it. And the monitors are like 8K HDR, super resolution things built from aluminium and stuff like that. And they were insanely expensive as well. But then they came out with the stand for the monitor. And that was $1,000.
Mate, this thing better be made of like platinum and carbon fiber.
You know what I mean? And people were like, some people bought it and then like deconstructed it and looked at all the unique ball bearings and like other types of like arms and stuff like that that would never be found. It was completely over-engineered. It was terrible, right?
Yeah.
Guess what's come out recently that is in this similar sort of vein for the Mac Pro?
Okay, I bet I can beat it.
Hold on, what? Is there something more?
No, this is like you know how we sometimes do the PR, like, what would I do to fix the problem, right?
Okay.
What would I do to, like, just rinse money from people that have too much of it? You know, like, companies that, like, do we need a Mac Pro? No, but otherwise we're going to get taxed 40 grand. Just spec one out and get it, you know?
Yeah.
I reckon I could charge 350, maybe up to 450 for a premium silk like microfiber cleaning cloth thing for the screens and you sit, or like a duster for the motherboards and stuff inside.
Well, I think you could. I think I you fucking could.
I'd say it's like a Mac, you know, Apple approved. You call it. You come up with like you know how Mercedes has AMG. You come out with like some division of Apple that makes the Mac Pro, and just say it's the Pro approved, you know, with the fancy
the
Apple Plus
version.
Sign. Yeah, it's the Apple Plus Pro approved microfiber towel and duster and shit.
See, that's some incredible PR bullshit, and I could see Apple doing that actually, and
Apple,
and it being one
check
of those. Yeah, you give my check anytime soon. That's a copyright right there. A property of now Conversations. If you were to do that, though, there would be, you know, when you do like the pros and cons list, it would probably be one of the best microfiber cloths out there. And I would be like, okay, at least it does its job very, very well.
Yeah.
The thing that I saw, the thing that I'm about to tell you,
okay,
is possibly one of the most useless things ever.
Okay. I'm actually intrigued.
The Apple have come out, they've engineered $400 wheels for your Mac Pro.
What, like,
so
wait,
the
wait,
Mac
wait,
Pro
wait, wait,
that
wait,
needs
wait,
to be...
Wait.
Go on.
Wheels. Like, so for this isn't... we're not talking about, I don't know, like an easy access panel that runs on runners to like lift it up so you can get inside. You mean...
No.
You mean
I'm
like,
talking about the kinds that you get on the bottom of your desk chair.
Like caster wheels.
Yes. This device that needs to be connected to the wall at all times to work.
Yeah.
The thing that needs to be connected into multiple like monitors and stuff like that, keyboards if it's wired and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Other USB hubs and things that you need to plug
the
into
thing
it. Things
that you place first and build everything else around. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
okay,
thing,
yeah.
They've put wheels on it. And they're charging people $400.
For the set, right? Not for, it's $100 each.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they're giving $400 for the set of four wheels.
Okay,
so yeah, $100 a wheel. So it's not that bad when you think about it.
No, it's, but they're basically free at that point.
Basically just, free. It's a bargain. Good guy, Apple. Good guy.
Yeah, good guy, Apple. How do we find out how many purchases of this thing?
This data
has to be released, right? They must release, if it's a product, how many were sold. Not how many were ordered, but how many were sold. I want to know how many people were just like, no, we got to find another $400 to spend. Oh, we could give someone a raise. Yeah, but fuck them. Put some wheels on that Mac Pro. You know?
I don't know if we could see. We could probably find numbers of like the computers or like the iPhones or something like that. But the accessories, that might be too hard for us to find.
I don't know. I bet it's not a lot. You know, I bet it's not.
Yeah.
Like...
I bet too. I mean, fucking, what are the possible uses for it? Say you put these wheels on your Mac. What's the pitch to sell people? It's like, okay, so you have this new Mac Pro. Don't you want to be able to wheel it into another room? And then everybody universally says no. And then they go, good news, because these $400 wheels.
I just, do you know what as well? That's the kind of product that makes me, you know, when teachers tell you there's no wrong answer on a test, right?
Yeah.
That's not quite true. Because, and I've had to mark papers before. I was a private tutor at college for a year or something. And
yeah.
I had to do a marking for GCSE papers before they went out to the actual assessors.
Yeah.
I would read something and I'd be like, okay, cool, benefit of the doubt. Next question, it's so much fluff that suddenly I'm like, I don't know if I should give you the benefit of the doubt. Like, here,
right.
You seem to have no idea what you're doing. The benefit of the doubt mark that I gave you, I'm taking it away.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Same
yeah,
sort
yeah.
of deal with this where I'm like, you guys make computers, right? How much must you not understand your market?
Yeah.
You know, like, imagine someone doing the pitch. Are you sick and tired of dragging your Mac Pro across the floor? Well, you know.
Well, good news.
Good news. First of all, we thought skid plates. But then we thought, no, we can do better, right?
We can do better.
The industry standard skid plate for desktops, that's just not acceptable. Not the Apple way.
Not by Apple standards. Not at all, right?
It's fucking crazy. I
would love to, because also you have to think about whether or not you have a smooth enough, like a level enough ground. So imagine you put these wheels on and say like you're in your office and whatnot. If it's not carpeted, then it's just like,
mate,
you know, hardwood floor.
The transition.
And it's sort of rolling away from
the
you.
The transition from that office, like, you know, you're in wood sheeting or whatever, the floor, and then go up into carpet. If you have a Mac Pro and you pull it over that ramp and it falls over, mate. And that's why no one's ever dragged a desktop. You pick it up and move it where it needs to go, and then as far as I'm concerned, it's bolted down until I replace it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like,
my God.
That is just what how out of touch. That's brilliant. Oh. Do you know what we should do? We should keep a leaderboard of like suits making dumb decisions. You know, we should do an awards from, you know, we do the Conversations Awards.
Yes.
We should do like an... Because this is in our sphere, right? It's in our entertainment, tech, gaming-related like field.
Yeah.
Video editing, that kind of thing. We should keep a tally of suits just fricking up so bad.
Mate, that would be actually probably the best content ever. Just award ceremony of suits that have fucked up in the year 2020.
In this year's 2020 suit frick-ups, coming in at number one, Out of Touch Apple.
Out of Touch Apple, hey! Just behind them is Bethesda with Fallout first.
Yeah, mate.
That is in 2020, but you get that.
Yeah. I think I might start a notepad thing here and we'll just keep a list of these things.
Yeah, I think you should.
Mate, that's ridiculous. Wheels, why? Are they the best wheels ever? Do they run on like fucking electromagnet ball bearings or some shit?
I don't know if you've seen that that experiment with the super cooled maglev technology stuff.
I've seen something where someone poured like liquid nitrogen on magnets and then dropped other magnets on them and they like levitated.
Yeah, that thing. Basically, that's what it is. It's constantly pouring liquid nitrogen into those wheels, so there's zero friction at all. Just constantly on the move.
Do you know what you joke, but I would rather have a smoke machine in the bottom of my thing where every now and then, if you want to like to impress friends or something, you can have it go tss, tss, like an old steam engine and like billow smoke or steam or some shit. I'd fucking dig that. I would absolutely buy that.
It's going to sound like the DeLorean when it comes back from the year 1985 or something like that. So,
yeah, you joke, but I would way prefer that to caster wheels.
Damn right.
Pimp my desktop. I wanted to
pimp my desktop. We'll get Exhibit back and everything.
That's right.
I wanted to pull out a question from one of our bros just here. And I feel like it's time that we actually... It's time that we actually answer this question right here.
Okay.
Because it's come up so many times and we need to level with the guys exactly how we feel about this topic. I hope you're okay because I'm kind of dropping this on you at the moment. But I'll give my troop opinion.
This is why I wish we had video. I mean, I know this is a podcast, but you have dropped this on me and just that pitch, I'm just prepared for the worst. Go on, let's hear it.
So this one is from, it's actually Jas, but his name on Discord is Aerith is my fucking wife. So there you go, that's a great Aerith right there.
Are you going to play Final Fantasy VII?
I actually am. I haven't got it yet, and I've seen everyone's been giving it just amazing reviews, but I think I'm actually going to do it.
How far into Uncharted are you?
Probably about halfway.
Let's finish that, and then let's get you on Final Fantasy VII, especially because talking to Final Fantasy... And I want to hear what you have to say about Final Fantasy VII. Let me just quickly say, I started streaming Death Stranding last night or the night before and came to this thing and I was like, oh, it's a bit disappointing. And a few of the boys were like, yeah, this is the best it gets. I was like, do you know what? I don't feel like playing it. And then somehow we picked Final Fantasy IX, which I have on my PlayStation. Absolutely loved it. Such an amazing game. I'm going to stream the entire thing. I'm thinking about streaming probably the day this goes live, so maybe Saturday. Normally my streams are like an hour and a half and I rage quit. This thing I did 3 hours and I only left because I can't remember why, like I had to leave.
That's actually really good. This is the first game that you've actually continued playing and whatnot.
Yeah, well, it's not broken.
You think about making it a little... Yeah, it's not broken.
Do you know what? There is only one thing... As I started playing it, there's one boss that has a cheese factor in, unless they've patched it, because there are a few things that are different. I was going to show everybody the cheese factor and then fight it. I was going to fight it, and then just before we kill it, I would die and then come back and do the cheese factor. But it's spawning me in at weird places, so I don't know if I can actually go back to a save if I die. Final Fantasy VII, what's your thought?
From the demo, I loved it, actually. It was there was a where people were saying, like, you know, mashing the button and stuff like that, there is an element of mashiness to it, but there was also, like, people were telling me, because I didn't know, people were telling me, they were like, no, use your spells as well, use this, use that, and there was more to it. So it's something, as well as it looking great, as well as the characters being quite cool and fun and stuff like that, and they're having this extra element of attacking and not just button mashing. Mm-hmm. I think I'm quite interested in it, so I think I will actually give it a go. Think I will.
I'm interested. Yeah. I'm interested.
All right, let me read out Jas's comment just here. He says, I have one question. Lord of the Rings or Star Wars? If you answer incorrectly, I'll get Ben to hide under your bed.
Star Wars. Sorry.
Star Wars as well. So look, I have to level with everybody, because Lee asks this question all the time. Ashton asks this question all the time. There's the hashtag Lord of the Rings for Movie Club as well on there. I have to level with all of you guys. I really don't like Lord of the Rings.
Oh my god, I'm so glad you said that. Because I thought you were going to say, oh, they're a bit long. I don't, especially with our movie clubs tend to run, even just us talking about the movie over the length of the movie.
Yeah.
Plus maybe half an hour to 45 minutes of our shit talking and then reading out comments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we can subject people to a 4-hour movie club.
Yeah.
Three times. And yes. Then especially if we then do the Hobbit and that.
Yeah.
But then the other thing, don't like them.
Yeah, so the thing is, I watched the very first time that I watched them. So I've seen them all, to the record. Yeah. I've seen them all, so I'm talking from experience.
And
right,
I've seen them a few times as well.
And maybe I did this wrong. I went for the extended edition for my first try.
Oh, brutal.
It was brutal. There was a lot of nothing. There was just a lot of walking. And I was like, my God, somebody shoot me. But I have to watch all of this. And also, this was right around the time when The Hobbit came out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I watched those and then The Hobbit back to back.
Oof.
And it killed me. It broke me like Assassin's Creed Odyssey broke James.
Yeah,
right there.
For sure.
And I couldn't ever go back to it. That's the reason why, as I said, maybe it was just the way that I experienced it. But God damn it, I can't go back to that again. I'm sorry, everyone, for letting you down.
It's fairly controversial to say you don't like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I think the best thing Lord of the Rings did was show people how to do proper fantasy, right? And then inspire them to make things that were more entertaining. I know a lot of people love it, and there's nothing, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying I don't like it, because it is good and it did change the world. And actually, Elvish is a real language. People can read and speak it and stuff, like it's a real thing. So there's some very impressive stuff, and he does world building incredibly well. I read a fair bit. The books are difficult to read, man. They're just not very entertaining. He spends ages like building out this world, but then forgets that there are characters in it. The characters are relatively thin in comparison. And then it is ultimately just three movies of people walking, you know?
Yeah.
And it's kind of a meme. There's like, why didn't they just get the giant eagles to fly them there? And people are like, oh, they're their own thing. But hold on. Like, it is actually a really reasonable question. Like, yeah, they might be their own thing, their own race, but they can fly them most of the way before getting into Mordor. You know, send one eagle to fly Frodo, right? Frodo and Sam. If it's going to end the world, you know, the eagles don't want Sauron. Sauron, whatever his name is.
No, the eagles are like, nah, fuck this world, mate. Fuck this world. Allow it. Yeah, reset button.
Yeah, I'm just not a super big fan. And ironically, Star Wars has way more problems than Lord of the Rings does.
Yeah.
So many things don't make sense with Star Wars, right? If you think about it. But it's so much more entertaining. It is. I'll tell you what Star Wars did way better than Lord of the Rings.
Go on.
It did world building as good. And character building. Like, so we have characters that are just so much meatier and juicier to like get into, and they're so different and they have their own motivations. Like, bruv, that trio of Han Solo, Luke and Leia in Empire.
Oh yeah.
Right? Like, there's just so much more character there and flair. And and this isn't a sci-fi versus fantasy, because I love both of them just as much. They're just, I don't know, man. If your primary storytelling mechanic is going for a walk, Lord of the Rings is, and they need to be there. I would never take them out of stuff, but I just don't enjoy them. And they're
sorry
long.
About that, Jess. They're sorry long. About that, Lee. And sorry
and,
about Ashton.
And I want to say, super importantly, normally I would tell people that, you know, like if you don't like this, you're wrong, or if you do like that, you're an idiot. There's nothing, and I wish I could do that here, because they are good, right? And they did something great. I just don't enjoy them. I find them really unenjoyable. It's not that they're bad. I just find myself like, fuck, why am I watching this? I would rather watch A New Hope or something, you know? And it's not just because of laser swords, because Lord of the Rings has glowy swords, basically the same thing, right?
Basically, yeah.
And also the magic, at least in the movies, it's sort of like the Force. It's like invisible. Do you see the Sauron or whatever his name, Saruman, Gandalf fight?
Yeah.
How unsatisfying was that in comparison to like Luke v Vader?
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean? Like, and they're two invisible Force type power. I don't know, man. It just I just don't find myself watching them over and over again the way you watch Smallville, right? But both of us watch Star Wars that much, you know?
Yes, yes. Something that I watched as soon as like Disney Plus came out. I was right on straight away, no thinking about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think I sent you some Star Wars stuff recently on Instagram, just like I'll find some cool art or something, and just it's just one of those things I never get tired of.
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
And I just don't have that with Lord of the Rings. So I am sorry, boys, because I know people are diehards, but...
people are diehards, and trust me, like, people were asking for it for Movie Club and whatnot. Movie Club's going to be awesome, but we just can't do that.
They're going to be too long as well. There really is a point where we have... Like, we're not doing Fast and Furious.
Do you know what I was thinking also? You know, we were saying, like, how are we going to do these massive franchises that are really good if we ever were to do them, right? And I was thinking the MCU, for example, like 23 goddamn movies. How are we going to do that kind of stuff?
We could maybe pick one.
What I was thinking was we'd have to do it in, like, we'd break it up really far and do, like, trilogies. So, like, oh, we'll do the Captain America trilogy. That sounds bite-sized. Then we'll move on to something else. And then we'll revisit them again later and we'll go, okay, we'll do the Iron Man trilogy. Cool. Go do something else and whatnot. That's a bit more manageable.
But we
can't do start to finish all the MCU movies ending with
content.
Endgame.
It's a year of content if we do it bi-weekly.
More, like, probably more than a year even. Fuck that, man.
Yeah, it's a lot. The other thing is... I was going to say, well, we'd just pick the best ones. We'd watch the best Iron Man, and then we'd watch the best Captain America. But the problem is, half of Captain America's movies, for example, and Iron Man's, most of them, are also the Avengers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Civil War is a Captain America movie, but it's also an Avengers movie.
Yeah.
You can't watch Avengers as a standalone without seeing Civil War, even though it's Captain America. No, wait, is it Avengers? Yeah, it's Captain America Civil War, right?
Yeah, Captain America Civil War. Yeah. And it's also same vice versa as well. Like, say if we go, okay, let's do the Avengers movies. How are they... There's bits that you have to have seen in between and whatnot. Like, you can't go into Endgame without seeing any of the Captain America movies. Because why did he go away? All that kind of stuff.
Even within the franchise, like, Thor... which one's the good... Is it Dark... No, Ragnarok.
No, Dark World.
Yeah, Dark World's the best one.
That's the best one, yeah.
You can't watch Dark World and then not watch Ragnarok, because then you need to see what happens with Loki, right? You watch the best one, then you watch the next best thing. So, and that's what I was going to say, was you can't really watch Ragnarok without knowing what happened in Dark World.
Yep.
Because the major events don't make sense.
They don't. One thing I wanted to, since we're talking about movies and whatnot, I wanted to say, during this quarantine time, have you found yourself watching anything extra, anything that you, or like catching up on stuff? Because that's been one of my big problems, especially while we was like creating content and then obviously life stuff, is that I didn't have too much time to catch up on TV shows, movies that I'd missed out. But I've actually caught up on a couple of stuff.
Just a comment on what you've been watching. I have seen that you normally find time to watch more Smallville. And
which is still happening. Still happening, guys. Season 9. And going, still going.
For the record, that's not ironic. You really do watch Smallville that often. And I've noticed that you're still watching it in quarantine.
I
watched Tiger King, actually, on Netflix.
Oh, I haven't seen any of that yet. But everyone's talking about it.
I watched it for two reasons. I watched it. So I didn't watch it as entertainment. I watched it to study what they did. So
you can kill your husband?
Absolutely. So you need to watch it. It's very entertaining. Have you seen Making a Murderer?
I have seen a little bit, but not all.
It's like that, but with the juicy drama turned up to like 17, and the pacing's better. There's just no down, like, boring moments. And so I watched it, one, as entertainment, but mostly as a study on, like, how they capture people's attention and the pacing of stuff, because things are paced so well. You know in shows where they'll leave something on a cliffhanger?
Yeah.
There's this one cliffhanger in this which is perfect. It isn't a complete cock block, which most of the people do, right? And it isn't a complete...
Yeah, if you say, like, oh, this person, did this person kill this person, then just end it there.
Right. Or, like, if the movie ends with a portal opening and an army coming out, like, you know how it... That's not a cliffhanger, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a couple of cliffhangers in this, and they are incredible. Just when you... If you stop and analyze, like, how much they gave you versus, like, how much they set up and how much has left to come, they're incredible. So from, like, a TV production standpoint, it's amazing. It's an incredible study into, like, getting people's interest. And break this it shit down is, for me. This shit's so fucking crazy. It's amazing. You have to watch it. Seriously, it's so good. It's so juicy.
How good is it in comparison? Compare it to something that I know. So, like, on the scale of 0 being Lord of the Rings and then 10 being Batman versus Superman, the director's cut, how far is it? Like,
in fairness, because, you know, it is like a documentary type thing, so I don't know what kind of documentaries you've seen or what kind of drama stuff you've watched.
I've seen, like, Fire Festival and all that kind of, like, documentary stuff and whatnot, which I found absolutely hilarious and interesting and whatnot.
I think you'll really like this. I say give it two episodes, because the first one is so crazy where you might think they're characters, where you might think, because it is so nuts, where you might not think this is real. But then once you get introduced to Carol Baskin and you realize, like, this is an actual thing, this, like, Joe Exotic, the guy that is the main focus of it.
Yeah.
That looks like a character, right? That looks like they plucked a character straight out of South Park, right? It looks like he couldn't possibly be real. But then once you see a couple of the other people and you realize, actually, no, this is a completely real thing, and these are, dude, they're all crazy, but, like, damn, super high functioning crazy. It's amazing. One guy, I swear to God, is a legit cult leader. It's, dude, you, and Carol Baskin definitely fed that guy to tigers.
Yeah.
No question.
That's the question that everyone's asking. And I'm like, wow, so this is, did she actually feed this?
Do you know,
did
she? The funny thing is, the first time you see her for like 2 minutes or something, my girlfriend, because we're watching it together, she leans over to me and she goes, what do you think about her? And I go, because I hadn't seen the memes. I'd heard people talking about someone feeding a husband to think, but I didn't know who else was coming up. And I lean over and I go, that chick is as crazy or more than anyone else we've seen. She's just got those, like, bruv, you got to watch it. You got to watch it.
I think I will. I think I actually will. I think next time, by the time we have another podcast, I think I'll have come back with an update for you guys and we could talk all about it.
Yeah, it is good. So, am I watching?
There's one thing. What are you watching? That was one thing you mentioned.
I'm pretty up to date on anime.
Yeah.
Because that stuff comes out weekly.
Unfortunately, yeah.
I actually need to watch Castlevania Season 3, talking about animated stuff. What else? Do you know what? I watch a lot of YouTube shit, so I don't really watch too many shows. No,
it's definitely the way that we all, especially our audience as well, and I'm like that as well. YouTube is our main entertainment because we have that bond as well with people like Fishy, like James, and all that lot, and the people that are making the content. So it makes it extra special. Whereas, don't get me wrong, TV's great, shows are great, movies are great, but it adds a little extra layer when you know the people, when you're talking to the people. I tell you what I did watch that kind of, I didn't think I would watch because I didn't see it when it came out in cinema. And I don't know if you've seen it. The new Aladdin movie with Will Smith.
I have seen it, yeah.
You have seen it. So what did you think of it?
Okay, going in, I thought Will Smith was an absolute idiot for taking the role of Genie. Because you don't want to go up against Robin Williams.
Definitely, me too.
I will say, he was probably the best thing in the movie. And he did really, really well. And I would think he was amazing if I didn't know Robin Williams' Genie.
100%. So I loved this movie. It was really, really good. It was very well done. And it brought back a lot of nostalgia because a lot of the songs are the same. And there's only like 2 or 3 songs that they add to it and stuff like that. And they make a couple of renditions of. But Will Smith is his same funny self. Yeah. He's so hilarious, so charismatic. Everyone is cool and they have like a good like back and forth.
Yeah.
But he is the star of the show.
I was super impressed. I really thought, and Will Smith made some bad movie decisions. There was that After Earth and all that shit.
No. But don't ever.
I did think this might be a career ending move. Just because, like, someone like Robin Williams in that role, like, this is a role where Disney had the whole movie animated, and because that's how you make everything, then you get the actors in to do their lines for the most part, right?
Yeah.
Where they specifically went back in and changed stuff because of him.
Yeah.
That's Robin not.
It was just that good.
So, and don't get me wrong, the animated version is my Aladdin. That's my pick. I would, if I was going to watch one or the other. In fact, we did watch Aladdin. We watched the cartoon version the other day on Disney Plus.
Yep.
And the live action is there. I will say as well that the live action actors, especially the first half an hour, super wooden.
It did seem a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. But it gets better.
Yeah, it does improve a lot. It does improve a lot. The chick that plays Jasmine, oh my god, so gorgeous. Although I did feel the whole like, oh, you're only a woman, you know, you can't choose your husband suitor stuff. Which there is an element of that in the cartoon. It's handled so much smoothly in this. It was very heavy-handed. I felt like heavy-handed pro-feminist at the end.
It was also very strange because there was a weird contrast. It's like they were saying it, but nobody in the room believed it.
Yeah.
And it was so hold on. Are you trying to sell me on it or you're not trying to sell me on
it? Yeah.
But in terms of like a Disney movie, when it comes to like the songs and the jokes that they play, that they're like obviously the genie says and things like that, it was classic Disney, and I never watched it when it came out in the cinema, and it just popped up on the screen. I was like, do you know what? I'm gonna watch it. And it was amazing. I liked it a lot.
It was good. Yeah. Also, like, I'm a sucker for a Bollywood dance scene, and they got one of those in there.
Oh yeah.
You know, plus with Jasmine, the way she looks. Oh my god.
So Prince Ali.
genuinely some of the best songs in Disney. I love the Aladdin songs. I saw it. Will Smith, actually, by the way, super good as the genie.
Yeah, really good. We was all worried when we saw the first images because he looked, you know, when he's in the bigger genie form, he's a bit more thicker. He's a thick genie.
Yeah, he's a thick old boy. Yeah,
it was like, woo, boy, that's he's tough thick. Right there. And I see what they're trying to go, because like the genie in the animated version is obviously big, and it's like, oh yeah. But then when he shrinks down, he just looks like Will Smith, like we know. But it was okay. It was very good. I liked his I liked his performance. It was really great.
There was something about the way he spoke where, like, there was the guy says, Aladdin says, oh, I want you to make me a prince. And he goes, ah, you got to be specific. You want me to make you a prince? And, like, a prince appears, you know? And I think I'm really glad they didn't stick to the same exact script. Like, I feel like they rewrote Genie for Will Smith. And that was the only way Genie ever gets redone.
It was very well done.
And I would not remake this movie again, because finding someone to now fill Will Smith's boots and Robin Williams' boots, impossible.
Exactly. That's trying it really too hard. That's like, okay, you managed to land one punch. That was a risky blow in the first place.
Yeah.
Do not try and do this again. Yeah. Do not try and do that again.
For sure.
Let me, if you allow me, to transition to a question from one of our
viewers.
So this is from Ashton, is a big fan of Jay Cartwright, the character. He goes, hello, fellow lads, Eddie and Sheps. Hope the gaming is going very well. Because, you know, it's the very first time we've ever met this guy. He's had to introduce himself properly and whatnot. Of course, very formal and whatnot. Now, how do I get good at Soggy Biscuit? Heard you lads are experts. Asking for a friend, of course. Eyes emoji.
It's all about speed.
Exactly. You really have to. The thing is, you have to feel something. So, you know, when you first start off, you're not feeling the sensation yet. You need to incorporate something so you can actually feel the sensation. I go with sandpaper myself.
Sure.
What do you go for, Sheps? What's your go-to?
I was going to say, you know, you whip out your phone and you've got your, like, favorite saved videos. So, you know, there's, like, Auschwitz footage, meatspin.com's on the favorites, you know, bookmarked.
Yep.
I'm not going to check if that's still alive.
It is. I checked it this morning.
All about speed, my guy. Or also biscuit selection, you know.
Oh yeah, you need to have something that's super absorbent. You need like a digestive. How's your
aim? Like, if you're really good at aim, then you want something small, like a small cracker, right? But if it's not so good, you want to go something much bigger.
Yeah,
you know? Because if your aim's good, then you want it as small as possible, hard to target for other people to hit, obviously.
Exactly.
And this is how you become champion.
That's it. Sheps knows exactly. There are probably one or two people that don't understand what the fuck we're talking about.
It's their problem. They'll have to Google it. I want that in their Google search history.
I will say about Meatspin, though. So this is like links into a story. I was on the Fishy's stream the other day, and it was Chris of the Crusade who was talking to me. And he was like, what is Meatspin? And I'm like, why do you guys keep mentioning it? And I couldn't explain it to him over message on a live stream. I was like, it just doesn't make sense. So I said to him, I promise I'll mention it in like a podcast or something. So here you are, Chris. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Meatspin.com. If you want to go to it, it's a website.
It's basically a counter. Something is spinning. It counts.
Yes, exactly. It's a counter.
It counts revolutions, basically.
Yes, just like your car does. Mm-hmm. It just counts revolutions.
And that's all we're going to tell you.
And it's something that it's a prank used to play on friends all the time.
The number of times I set in uni people's computers to that as their home screen or something, or their you know, when the Google loads up that first page, mate, so good.
And it was instantly recognizable to anybody around, because the way you'd do it is be like, you'd break into their hall, like home and whatnot at university, and you'd put it on their computers, their like their homepage, and you'd turn up their volume on their computer like to maximum so everyone could hear it, and then they'd open up Google, and then it would just be, you spin me right round, baby, right round. And it was like, we got him, lads. Yeah, it's such a good tune.
you guys have all seen that thing where it's like, it'll be something playing and there's volume and you want to hear it, but the volume's just too low, so you turn it up. And then as soon as they like hit the golf ball or whatever, it's the porn star moan.
Exactly.
Right? And it's like super loud. That kind of deal.
You know when I posted that picture of me yesterday when I was recording my stuff for the secret project?
Yeah.
People were saying, are you doing like the dub voiceover for like porn or something like
that? That's pretty funny.
And the thing is, I've recorded some behind the scenes footage of me recording the audio into that mic.
Right.
And I'm scared to release it because someone's just going to dub over it with like porn sounds.
They will. That's okay. So we mentioned our crew earlier, but one of the things, and we also mentioned it on the last Conversations podcast, but if you didn't catch that, which you should, it's pretty good, with our bros James and what's the upside down guy, Crocodile Dundee,
that's right.
The amount of talent in our subscriber base is kind of intimidating.
It's a lot, because we've, from that last podcast, we've spawned a new Twitter page, the No Context Conversations. The Out of Context Conversations as well. I think they're both the same thing, actually. I'm remembering wrong. But we've got that. We had a ton of memes. People went back and watched a ton of our old videos, even the videos of mine from like 7 years ago. Yeah. People getting my old intros, getting my fat pencil thin beard, face, and just plastering it everywhere, making me cringe 24/7. It's ridiculous. And the people, we have such dedicated fans and such forensic level detective work going on.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It really is.
I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way. No. You guys are great, but yeah, that's the shit that's going on.
So D, for example, is basically a professional Photoshop artist, and you just know that the edits he can do are going to beat out our thumbnails every single time. Or Niruk by... Niruk?
Niruk. I think his name's backwards. I think it's Corbin, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to say his username so he can get the credit. Yeah. His edit for our Conversations branded PS5 controllers...
Dude, yes, they look exactly.
So good. I want that burnt orange matte, bronzy one. I want that so bad.
And the thing is that I always think about what would happen if we was if we was huge YouTubers and we had the ability to go to somebody and say, hey, can you make this custom controller for us? If he had sent that to me, I would be like, okay, we're getting three of these made. One for me, one for you, and one to send to him straight away. Because I'm like, that's just so cool. And it's a part of history that it was
freaking awesome.
Oh my God. So great. I have one more question from Dan the Man over here, will be so kind to entertain us right here. He goes, what are well-known conspiracy theories that you hope get proven false or true? So I brought this up because recently we've been talking in our private friend circle group chat and whatnot.
Yeah.
And we've been making the joke that there are a lot of idiots out there, especially around this time of COVID-19 and whatnot. Everyone's hoarding toilet paper and believe that the virus is spreading because you're sharing, I don't know, dick sandwiches, whatever the thing is. And now the most ridiculous one has come up, saying that people believe COVID-19 started because the government have been putting up 5G network towers.
Oh yeah, they're saying that it's the 5G is making people sick, and they're saying that there's a virus and that's yes. the thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's actually like radiation poisoning or something.
It's actually radiation poisoning yeah, yeah. for this from these 5Gs. And it's gone so far that people in both like America and England, people are setting fire to these masts.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm like, that's okay, that may have stopped that one, but that's not going to stop the whole thing. But what do you think about this conspiracy theory? And do you hope that it gets proven or anything like that?
That one's nuts. I will say, like, on 5G, I think it is a bit crazy that people are trying to bring 5G out in certain locations when there isn't even 3G coverage everywhere.
They just skipped it completely. They're like, fuck it, straight to 5G.
Yeah, so, like, I think priorities. Also, I think 4G is perfectly usable. So
the thing that gets me about 5G is that I watched MKBHD.
Yeah.
He's like tech YouTuber. And he's like, you have to be within direct line of sight of it. Otherwise, the speed drops to essentially 4G speeds.
Right.
And I was like, so then what's the point?
Exactly.
What's the point of it? That's ridiculous.
I'll tell you what I would prefer. So back in the day, you had to buy your texts and calls, right? And now they're just free texts and calls. You just, because yeah. who cares, right? I'd rather just get to free 4G than having 5G.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather it was just like, look, you pay £10 or £15 to use it, but it's unlimited.
Yeah.
I'd way rather that, personally. I don't really care about, like, it's fast enough, and I'm not doing any, like, hardcore mobile gaming, if there is even such a thing. I'm not streaming a huge amount. Even when I do stream, if I do stream like Twitch or whatever for 20 minutes while I'm bored, it's fine, you know? Yeah. I'd rather get to 4G coverage everywhere and, you know, if not free, then like 100, 200 gigs is the normal, you know, amount. But, so, okay, what's one of your favorite conspiracy theories?
My favorite one is just the classic one. I just think about the Area 51 and aliens and stuff that.
Yeah, classic.
I would love for it to be aliens, a bit like Superman, right? Where it's just like an alien that can understand us, that can talk, that can come down, and then you go, yeah, I'm an alien. Yeah, I was at this Area 51 place in the Nevada desert and whatnot. That's where I landed, and the government knew about it this whole time. Wait a minute, they didn't tell you? I can prove I'm an alien right here. They have a ton of stuff over there, and just tell everything all in one go, and just to see what the reaction of the government would be. They'd be like,
I'll tell you a conspiracy theory I do believe.
Go on.
I believe that, because conspiracies are a real thing. This stuff does.
Here we go.
No.
He's letting everyone know now. Here we go.
Some of these things are real, right? Like if you Google MK Ultra, that's a real thing that really happened, right?
MK Ultra.
This is going to sound like a conspiracy theory. Completely legit. Because it's fucking crazy, right? But it's completely real. You can Google it. It's been declassified. Some of it's been declassified. This was a CIA project to make super spies, basically. So they took these kids. A lot of them were kids, like 16 and stuff, and subjected them to incredible amounts of like psychological torture and drug use and stuff like that, in the hopes of creating like super sleepers, where they would then go on holiday to China or something. The CIA would ring them up, say a code word, and they would like become super secret squirrel spies.
I could believe that.
Well, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. You can Google it. And I'm pretty sure the guy, the Unibomber guy, was one of the test subjects. If you've seen you've seen that. What is that show? They did a drama documentary on Netflix about it. Might just be called Unibomber, but he was one of the things. So it's a real thing.
Right.
Point being, some conspiracies, not very many, but some are real, and they're fucking crazy, right? And I believe that there is a conspiracy. The real conspiracy is that the government releases crazy bullshit conspiracy theories alongside real data.
Interference, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, for example, it's the pool thing. If you guys have seen Pool, it's Simon Pegg and Nick Frost bump into an alien from Area 51, right?
Yeah.
And they say, like, you look exactly the way we thought you would. Like, how come you don't have tentacles or whatever? And he's like, well, they released my image so that if it ever got out, no one would be shocked by it.
Yeah, right? People would be like, oh, that's clearly an alien. Yeah. We know what aliens look like.
So I believe that the government does release fake bullshit as well as some of the real stuff and make it sound like Alex Jones crazy, so that when you've been exposed to it for 10 years, so when it comes out that, you know, the earth actually is flat or whatever bullshit, you're like, I've been hearing about it for 10 years, it's not really a shock, you know?
I get you.
So that's a conspiracy theory I genuinely believe. I don't know, what are some of the conspiracies? I think the flat earth thing's ridiculous.
The flat earth one is hilarious. And did you see the documentary on, more like a mockumentary on Netflix, the Behind the Curve, I think it was called?
Yeah, in fact, you told me to watch it, and I did. And I love at the end with the laser.
Yes, it's like they do this whole thing and they're literally silent. They don't mention anything. They don't give their own input. They're just letting these people dig a hole for themselves. Yeah. And it's just, of course the earth is flat. Of course it would be. I mean, the sun goes round and then it disappears. It's because it's just going round on top of the earth and we just can't see it for some reason. And I can see Seattle over here. I shouldn't be able to see Seattle. And then they do the final test where it's like, hold a light above your head. They explain it well in the documentary.
Basically, they shoot a laser. Lasers shoot perfectly straight. And if the world's flat, then if it's at the same height, the target's at the same height as the laser and there's nothing in the way, then it should land exactly in the middle. And it doesn't. They have to raise it up and up and up. And that proves, because it's X distance away, that it's pointing up in the air because it's on a curve.
I love the way that he reacts to it, though. He's looking through the camera. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And the camera guy is just like probably laughing. He's like, motherfucker, just found out the Earth's a curve.
The other thing, though, is that like so much about our current way of life doesn't work if the world is flat, right? You get no oil, no seasons, no orbits of like the moon and the sun and stuff. And also they admit that every other planet is spherical, just not ours.
Love that. It's like, how come that every other planet in the solar system is spherical, but the Earth is flat? It's like, and somebody on one of the Facebook pages, I've seen it as like a meme and whatnot, it's popped up. One of the Facebook pages, they go, we've observed that every other planet in the solar system is flat. However, we've observed that the Earth isn't. It's like, you clearly haven't observed shit.
Yeah, absolutely. But also like, satellites, your mobile phone, the internet, it doesn't work without orbiting satellites. What about the moon landing?
Oh mate, they don't believe NASA in general. They don't believe NASA full stop.
They think NASA's an organization to make people believe in the globe theory.
Exactly.
Okay, here's my big question, right? What's the point? What's the power play? So I'm down. I absolutely believe the government or world governments would all get together to like keep people thinking the world's a globe when actually it's flat, right? Why?
Yeah, what's the big
benefit?
Question.
What's the benefit? Because I can see, like, for example, my conspiracy theory that I really believe, the benefit is that when someone leaks something or actually gets out, people don't freak out about it, right? That's a power play, you know? It's like inoculation. They're already used to the idea. What's the point? So like, here's one of the reasons, here's my thing for like that. In 9/11 was an inside job, totally doable, but why? What's the power play? I saw someone say, as much as Trump's a mug, right? Someone put out like, Trump's invested in this company and he's been pimping out hydroxychloroquine as a treatment for COVID-19, and they're like, if that is a viable treatment, this company that Trump has a small holding in stands to benefit. And I'm like, okay, but do we really think a billionaire who's going to be diversified across a lot of different sectors, who has a small holding in this one thing, would choose to tank the economy this hard for what? For like a 2% extra gain in his portfolio in that area. Like, the market dropped by 30%. That doesn't work. Like, it's terrible. Yeah. Like, the guy's done plenty of shitty stuff and he's an idiot in plenty of different ways. Like, let's call him out for the stuff he does wrong. This is some bullshit.
Speaking of like basically conspiracy theories and people being brainwashed and whatnot, this is in like a similar sort of category. I do love to watch, because I subscribe to a lot of subreddits, and one of them is like insane people on Facebook. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it seems to be more Facebook people than anything.
Oh yeah, sure.
And Facebook people have posts like, Donald Trump crucified himself on a cross just like Jesus did to save us from COVID-19 or to save us from X, to save us Y. And then he rose 3 days later, just like Jesus. And I'm like, you guys believe this?
Nah,
like,
no,
this is so far from reality. How do people believe in stuff like that? It just doesn't make sense to me.
It's crazy.
There are people that, people are fucking crazy. God.
Although I will say, we haven't heard a lot from the anti-vax crowd. And that's one I hate. But do you know what's funny is they're all about the essential oils and bullshit, right? And they're like, oh, we should get rid of vaccines and stuff. Well, here's what the world looks out without one vaccine.
Yeah.
Without one vaccine, we're all in quarantine and hundreds of thousands of people are dead. That's one vaccine.
And also, you don't hear about shortages in the essential oil market or anything like that. No one's like, oh, we can't get enough essential oils.
Yeah.
And also, if we come out with a vaccine for COVID-19, which I don't think it's going to be... Maybe it'll come out in the future or something like that. But if we do, to like stop this pandemic from progressing any further, those people better stick by their fucking word and not go for a goddamn vaccine.
Do you know?
We want them to stay where they are, get the infection, die hopefully, and then we can have a race of people who aren't stupid.
The anti-vaccine is so dumb because, one, the guy they all speak about, whose name I forget, he didn't say vaccines cause autism. He said this particular, I think it was an MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella, causes, from company A, causes autism. You should use this one from company B instead. That's what he actually said.
How stupid people are. Right. There was an argument between two companies trying to discredit the other company.
It was all inside a trading type shit, right? And the other thing is, the problem with people not believing vaccines, it's because they do work. And people don't understand. They haven't seen polio. And people are like, measles, it's not that big of a deal. Look
have
at the stats.
Have you seen?
Yeah, like, they're like, oh, you know, it's a childhood illness and I had it when I was a kid and I'm fine. Like, yeah, that's called survivor bias. You know, 3 in 1,000 die. 7 in 1,000 lose hearing or sight. Something like another 10 will have permanent learning disabilities from the brain damage done by like the swelling and stuff. Like, this is a terrible disease. You just don't know about it because you haven't fucking seen it. You know, like, no one sees rickets these days because everybody knows to get their kid out in the sunlight, right? No one sees, hardly anyone's had shingles, right? Because everybody knows, get your kids to have chicken pox when they're small. Like, the world doesn't look like it needs vaccines because they work. And actually, you never see, this is the other thing, you never see, tribes people in Africa or whatever, when doctors come in giving them medicine and nutrients and stuff, they're all wanting the vaccines. No one seems to be worried about autism in Africa where gets the aid? It's Africa and the Middle East? There's the poor parts of the world where people are in need of like charity medicine.
Yeah.
No one's worried about fucking autism. Also, think about this. How bad is this, right? Because I fucking hate these anti-vax types. They are saying they would rather their kid runs a risk of death than have autism. They're saying autism is such an untenable condition that they would rather their kid risks death.
Yeah.
Like, what bigots? That's
serious shit.
What do they call it when you're against people with disabilities? What ableist bigots?
Yeah, ableist bigots. Yeah. There you go.
Trying to think. There's got to be a conspiracy that I buy. I used to think we didn't make it to the moon. Because this is the thing. It's like you watch a few of these like hour long things on YouTube, right? And they're the best lies are mostly truth.
Yeah.
Right. So they're mostly, there's a lot of stuff that's true with a lot of things specifically left out to make their case, and then a little sprinkle of, look, you've seen this thing. You're smarter than everyone else. That, you know, you've seen something no one else has seen because you're smart. And that's how a conspiracy like takes hold. People think they've seen something. Other people are too dumb or too sheepily to see.
Yeah.
And then I kind of looked into it. I'm like, I reckon we did make it. And it's just, it's a fucking dead rock. There's no use to be there.
Yeah. People are like, why haven't we gone back there again?
Why would you?
It's useless. It's just spending money for no reason, you know?
Plus, I love that Apollo 13 type shit, like solving problems with duct tape and stuff. And
yeah.
If the moon landing didn't happen, then that didn't happen. I want that to have happened.
I want it to happen so much. I wanted Tom Hanks to have been on that thing to exactly. be fighting for his life. That's what I wanted.
Exactly. Fuck, what other conspiracy? Yeah, the 9/11 was an inside job, or jet fuel can't melt steel beams. How do you feel about that?
That's another thing. I mean, I haven't looked into that too much. I've just always chalked it up to, oh my God, another conspiracy theory around 9/11. Okay, all right, let's see what happened. And then it goes down to the why thing as well.
Yeah, the why. I will tell you, jet fuel can't melt steel beams. That is one of those like half truth things, because they're right. Jet fuel can't melt steel beams, but it can turn them into spaghetti.
Yes.
You know, like, so, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. What other Area 51? I'd like for aliens to be real.
Yeah.
I think.
It's one of those things as well, because like we're both, we have a science-y background whatnot. And it's one of those questions when someone says it to you in this way, when they go, we are at the perfect position in our solar system to create life. And we've created such an abundance of life, and we've progressed this much, and all this evolution has happened. You can't possibly think in the infinite space of space and the universe that there isn't another race of beings out there that exist. You can't possibly think that that doesn't happen. And I'm like, okay, you know, you're right. That's true. Yeah. That the odds are in our favor.
I think they say there's like at least 10,000 planets, based on maths and how other solar systems they've observed, that there would be about 10, I think it's 1,000 or 10,000 planets in the Milky Way that are in the Goldilocks zone, they call it, right? Where it's close enough to the sun, but not too close and not too far and all that shit. Have liquid water. I kind of, I mean, The thing is, if aliens exist, they're probably like slugs, you know?
Yeah, probably like really primitive or something like that. Or they could be super advanced. You never know. You never know.
And if they're super advanced, I hope they never fucking find us. That's the honest truth. I'll tell you, this is another thing.
The problem is they'll find us and they'll be like, these fuckers, they need to be extinguished. Yeah,
look at them. They're fighting over, you know, this guy just cut another dude's head off because of where he sticks his willy. You know, imagine being an alien trying to explain that. I do think... Oh, no, what was I going to say? I had one. Frick. Oh, okay. Not a conspiracy, but like a real like thing of mine. I think people aren't nearly afraid enough of AI.
Oh, yeah. You said this to me once or twice, but I believe you. I'm with you on this.
And don't get me wrong. I think AI is somewhat the future that we'll need it to grow. But I also think that developing AI should be done in a cold site. Like, there should be nothing that's wireless that enters the premises. The building needs to be have nothing that can touch the internet. Because if you get like, if you get an AI of 100 IQ, so average intelligence, that hits the internet, the first thing it's going to do is a la Ultron. And I'm not even saying Ultron, right? I'm saying like an AI that's average. It's going to realize that it needs to be smarter.
Yeah.
But now it has the access to the internet. Although, if it goes to the anti-vax sites, maybe it's a self-solving problem. But I do really...
It's like, I don't need antivirus software.
Exactly. I'll just take some oregano oil.
Yeah,
I do really think people aren't afraid enough of AI.
Yeah,
because I think that's... I think Skynet is not that far away if something goes wrong. I do think that, so...
I agree. There is there was one question that got brought up like in passing and whatnot. It was Nirok actually asked, "Would you guys thoughts on Star Trek, more specifically the Picard show?" And I've actually started watching the Picard show.
Okay.
And there is an element of AI as well. There's an AI story there that's like, it's gone rogue and stuff like that. About the show, it's good. It's definitely worth watching, I would say. But it's not like, it's not the best thing in the world. Like, I'm a big fan of Star Trek, the movies and whatnot. I didn't watch the original series or anything like that, so I'm very like newish to this. But when it comes to AI, I'm definitely in your camp as well. That is something we need to be more careful about.
Yeah.
And ever since, I don't understand, because we told ourselves this story with Terminator and other movies and whatnot.
Yep.
We know that this is a problem. We know that we need to be more careful, and no one is paying any attention. I'm scared.
Yeah, because look, an AI is a psychopath, right? It doesn't have morality. It doesn't care, right? It's going to do the things that are logical, and things that are logical are not very good a lot of the times, right? It's the, oh, well, look, yeah, we'll lose 10 million people, but 50 million people will be okay, cool, and it will just flip a switch and kill 10 million people, you know?
Exactly. There was a article that came out in regards to cars and how they would respond in accident situations.
Oh, yeah.
If they were to like go off the road to avoid a car accident, but there's a child there, would it just continue on its course to have a car accident instead of killing the child?
You have to make a program that's going to choose, do you crash into the car full of nuns or the pregnant woman pushing a buggy with a child? Like, which one do you crash into? And also, a human has to make it, and humans are flawed, and I don't know, there's a lot.
Right. It has to be programmed in, and I saw one, and it's actually Mercedes-Benz, and it's almost like it's a selling point, like they're going to put it on the brochure, where like Mercedes-Benz will actually favor the driver over pedestrians and stuff on the road. And I was like, that's a good selling point right there. Basically, you've invented a murder weapon. That's what you're saying.
Perfect.
Oh, boy.
That's crazy. I haven't seen that Picard show.
Yeah.
I did like that Star Trek. Is that Next Generation? Yeah, I did like Next Generation. I didn't see a ton of it. I did really enjoy Voyager. I don't know if you've seen it. Do you see any?
No, I haven't seen those. Have you seen the newer one? Enterprise? Is it Enterprise?
Enterprise? Yeah, yeah. Enterprise is quite good. T'Pol, the Vulcan chick. Oh my days, so fucking pain. Her 7 of 9 from Voyager. Oh. I haven't, there's two Star Trek shows that I haven't seen. So I haven't seen that, and I haven't seen, there's a newer one on, I think it's on Netflix. The main character, chick called Michael. It's very bizarre.
Let me have a quick Google search of it.
I haven't seen that either. My brother watched both of them, and he said the one with the female main character is just mostly SJW garbage for the
Discovery
most part.
Discovery is the one Discovery, on Netflix.
Yeah. And I haven't seen it. This is, you know, the opinion of my brother who loves to be... He loves even when he's like on the right side of an argument, he loves to be abrasive anyway. He said that's basically SJW bullshit. And look, if it is, we'll call it out, right? The Snowflake and Safe Space.
Oh, definitely.
We'll call it out, right? But he said the Picard one, he's been calling Picard Grandma Picard because he's saying, because obviously he's so old, he just sounds like an old woman.
He's very old, yes, he is.
So he's saying, you know, Grandma Picard doesn't get into anywhere near the action that it shows on the trailer, which...
He's an old man.
He is an old man, and a trailer's job is to show you all the highlights, basically, and try not to give away
the...
Yeah,
all the good stuff, right?
Which, by the way, we need to talk about trailers. Who allows some of these trailers? Some of these trailers make no sense or give you all the plot. Like, we have to have a real... That's a podcast in itself.
Yeah.
So yeah, he said it wasn't that action-packed, and there was a couple of bits of like, I don't know, Star Trek's known for being heavy-handed with its politics anyway. Like, if you go back to the original movies, they're like 3 hours, and 2 of it is politics scenes, you know, where they're...
Yeah, that's the difference between Star Trek and Star Wars, isn't it? Like, while Star Wars does have a bit of politics, it's more about the Force and more about laser swords and blasters and stuff like that.
And politics. The occasional...
And a bit of politics and some love stories and stuff like that.
The politics in Star Wars, though, it's the power grab. It's not, oh, well, we have to do the rights for the workers and shit like that. No, it's a power grab. We watch Palpatine steal democracy, you know?
Exactly. I love democracy.
Yeah.
In Picard, I will say, I've only seen the first 2 episodes, so this is all I'm basing it on. Mm-hmm. They've adapted it in a way that, like, Picard, Sir Patrick Stewart, because he's so old and he can't do everything that you can imagine, like, a main character do, he's played the role of, like, a detective so far, like a really good detective.
That sounds awesome.
That's the thing. So far, I like it. And that's why I was kind of... When your brother said that, I was like, oh, maybe... I mean, I have to see the whole thing to give you a proper conclusion, but he seems like a really cool detective, and he's standing up for all the stuff that he stands up for as, like, a Starfleet admiral and whatnot. So far, I'm enjoying it.
That sounds awesome. We'll see how it goes. I think he just likes to be controversial and shit, you know?
No, as a person who knows your brother, no.
Although, at least he's not super controversial. He doesn't, like, say season 8 of Game of Thrones is good. You know, he just always likes to go hard on stuff. That's all it is.
We got in a conversation with some lads on the Discord server, and they were like, what would you recommend to somebody if they want to watch something that's like a good TV show? And people were like, I want to recommend Game of Thrones. And then we just got in a big discussion about how can we recommend Game of Thrones when it ends so badly?
That's absolutely it. Like, how Game of Thrones is good, right? But you have to figure out a point where you end it without hitting season 8. And if you've got far enough, you have to see the end because you're going to want to, right?
Yeah.
So I think if someone says, should I watch it? I'm going to say no, despite the fact that, like, the first, is it 4 or 5 seasons are some of the best TV ever made.
Yes.
They're so good. They're so good. I remember talking, was it, I think we were talking with you at the end of season one, when the thing happens and you're like, huh.
Is it season one? Oh, yeah, yes. Where, like, yes.
You're like the main character, clearly the main character, finds himself in some trouble and you're like, huh, how are they going to redo that?
Yeah,
that's an interesting, and suddenly you realize that throughout this show, like, everybody's in danger and that's the real trick. And then you realize by like season seven-ish, no one else can die. There literally is no other characters left.
There's no other characters left.
And
yeah.
then season eight just unfolds the way it unfolds. Oh, everything about that, by the way, is so bad. Maybe we should do a dissection of everything season eight fricked up.
Dude, it would be simple as well, because it's only, what is it, like 5-6 episodes as well? So we could rip that apart. I will say one thing that I'm just realizing now. You know, we used to be heavy into Man in the High Castle.
Yeah, I only watched season one, by the way. Still haven't seen season two or three.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I've seen... Is it on season three or is it on season four now?
I have no idea. I've only seen the first season. It was really good.
By the way... I watched the first season. And also, it's on season... Is it on season five? No way.
What?
Hold on. It might be just like people searching for it.
I'm just going to quickly
say... It's only
four
seasons. Oh, God. And I'm on season four at the moment. I watched season one, two, and three, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then when season four came out, I watched episode one, and then that was it.
Oh, no.
And I don't know what happened.
So this is what I was saying when I was playing Death Stranding before we switched to Final Fantasy IX.
Yeah.
I just put it down after the first couple times of playing it and never picked it back up again. And it's not that the game's bad, but if it doesn't make me pick it back up again, do I like it? I don't know. I will say, because the question came up, what to watch. There are some incredible shows, but it depends what you've got that you can watch it on. The Mandalorian's brilliant. Black Sails. Early few seasons of Dexter.
Early few seasons of Vikings as well.
The early few seasons of Vikings. That's all great.
And I do like Man in the High Castle. I do think it's like really good quality TV, so you should go watch that as well
on
Amazon.
There's some really incredible stuff that I would, I'd recommend to anyone. We've got a good long list. I don't know if we've actually written a list on the Discord, but maybe we should. But there's a lot of stuff.
There's a good season as well on chickswithdicks.com. You should go check that out.
Yeah,
as well.
Absolutely. I'm on season seven of that, so...
It's gripping. It's gripping and very, very, very well endowed in terms of content.
Agreed, the story's filling.
Filling, very filling right there. It's filled every hole I needed. Oh, man. I'm just looking at Man in the High Castle. I typed it into Google, and Amazon gives itself a 4.4 out of 5 rating.
Amazing.
Which is notably higher than everyone else's ratings. Mm-hmm. And it just reminds me of that Obama meme where Obama's giving himself a medal.
It's
just like, you can't rate yourself, man.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, boy.
That's good.
Oh, boy, we talked about a lot of cool shit today. A lot of cool stuff. Thank you, everybody, for writing in with all your questions and stuff like that. I did mention it on the post, but I'll mention it here so everyone gets to hear it. When we're asking for questions regarding the Conversations podcast and True Gamer, we want to not necessarily make a hard divide. We're not like, I know on the As Always they mention, they go only gaming questions when it comes to As Always podcast and nothing else, and only relationship advice when it comes to Clubhouse. I don't want to make a hard divide like that, but if you can come up with, you've seen something funny on the internet, or you have a funny would you rather question or something like that, that would be more suited for the Conversations podcast. And then gaming questions and stuff like that, which a lot of you guys have written in really good ones, to the True Gamer podcast. I think that's probably how we should do things from here on out. I think that's a good way of looking at it. So keep that in mind when we put up the topics and you guys write in and things like that.
Cool.
But thank you everybody for writing in. It's all been good. Bro, it's been a blast chatting with you. I think we should call the podcast about there.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for joining us in the live chat as well when this goes up on eventually on Saturday.
Yep.
And, thank you, bro, for being such an epic bro and joining me, man.
Thanks
very
much, guys. It's been fun.
All right, man. All right, we'll see you. We'll catch you in the next one. And now you have a piece of Eddie inside you. Oh, I'm bringing that back. See, even the tune stuck in your head.
Eddie.
Damn right.
Please, bro, before we end this, edit that in at the end. I'm begging you.
All right, everyone, you're going to see that rolling now.
side.